Scarpins Audio.
Listening to Y'all Ever. I'm Goofus.
And I'm Gallant. And this is a podcast.
And that's a reference that Hampton knows and I don't. But I went with it because that's what he wants.
Hey.
And I do everything Hampton wants.
I'm Doofus and I'm Goofus.
And what's up, dude? You're listening to the Drunk Cast.
If Dave had had his way, Highlights for Children would have been featured a cartoon of two kids who both made bad mistakes.
What?
Goofus and Goofus.
I didn't understand that at all.
I'm just saying, man, if you haven't seen Goofus and Gallant, maybe you can't ever understand this. I mean, they're a dyad. They're a dichotomy. They are...
So Goofus is the one who fucks up and Gallant is the one who's good at shit?
Yeah, it's super abusive to the idea that when children fuck up, they should be called Goofus.
And so your joke was that if it were up to me, I would want it to be two Goofuses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Goofuses.
Okay.
If Dave had control of the fucking school, it would be anarchy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
You know?
I don't like people to be good at stuff, except me. By the way, our theme song, our new theme song for Y'all Ever when we made the switch, is written and recorded by Stephen Babcock, the lead singer of the band Pup. He is at Stephen Babcock on all the stuff, and his band Pup is at Pup the Band on everything, and I don't know, man, I just fucking love the song.
Yeah,
look him up. Find his shit. It's so good.
Kind of remiss
it's so
to
good.
Not shout him out more. I mean, we're like super appreciative because it's like such a great song. And like, I was blown away with like the amount of effort he clearly took with it for something
totally.
So stupid as Y'all
totally.
Ever.
I know, dude. He sent us three options. And I remember, do you remember? I remember getting them and just being like, well, these are all perfect. What about that one? And he was like, okay, cool. I'll like go into the studio and I'll make it sound actually good. And
nice.
We were like, yeah, or that one's already good. I don't know. put like
sucks.
So much work into it.
You're like, I don't really like music. Like, I can't honestly, dude, like it all kind of sounds the same to me.
I see. There's more work to be put into it. Oh, sure. Sure, dude. Whatever.
Sorry, I'm kind of a Goofus. I kind of just do my own thing.
No, it was very funny. Like, I don't know. I guess I come from a place of, I don't know. Like, I guess it was just such a big act to record a thing that we like, I was just like, maybe you want to work on this. And then he recorded it on his phone. And so that was so amazing to me. You know what I mean? The fact that it could have gotten even better. I was like, sure, whatever, man, I guess.
Yeah.
You can like record professionally, but this is perfect.
Can I just have your phone?
He was like, Dave, this is bad.
Oh,
this is bad. It's not good. And I was like, I don't know. Anything anyone ever makes is unbelievable.
I know. That was funny. I kept insisting. I was like, don't ask for more. For sure. And
right.
You're like, I'm not. Like, this is out of my hands.
Smash cut to me being like, I'm demanding more. No, he needs to give us more.
We're like, we kind of want a theme song, and he just like comes back with an atom bomb. And we're like, no, it's way too complicated.
That's too much, dude.
You
like, yeah, I'm gonna set this off. I'm gonna blow this up in my hometown.
How's your quarantine going?
Oh man,
good? That
dude.
Good? That good?
Yeah, man.
Damn,
you guys can't
dude.
See if you're not watching the video, but I got a disco ball going in here, man. I got fucking
machines,
naked
ladies,
women, you
ladies.
Know,
naked <They're> not-
ladies. I hired ladies.
Yeah, I just like to paint nudes. It's not sexual. I'm into art.
They're actually the topless maids, but I decided to give them the day off. I decided to pay their salary for a day so they could have a break. But they stayed, they're topless because they don't own shirts.
No, they can't own shirts yet.
Well, that's why they're topless maids. It's not, you know, that they want to be. It's just, they just like made it work, you know?
Mm. Well, it sounds like it's been a real party day.
Yeah, dude. I've, you know. I don't know, dude. It's fine, I guess. I had like a little bit of a freak out 5 or 6 days ago. And I, at the time, I was just like, I mean, it. I was getting, earlier this week, I got really lonely and I kind of bugged out. And I, and the way that it felt was I was like really panicking about whether or not I have friends. But that's like, what happens in my head when I am depressed? Like, that's how it always shows its head. And, yeah, I mean, it's funny to, like, we've now been in quarantine long enough for it to be at least enough of a normal that we're applying our regular bullshit to this normality. So I'm, like, thinking shit like, why didn't I get invited to that Zoom call?
That's so funny. Yeah. Y'all ever get your normal bullshit inside of an emergency? That's so funny. You're like seeing them like stack bodies onto a truck, like just dead bodies. And you're like, yeah. I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I never get to drive the truck.
Some people have all of the luck. Just seeing them dig their own graves. Wow, lucky son of a bitch. No, it's weird. It's weird to not like. I mean, envy is so natural, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like
FOMO kind of shit.
Yeah, it's like, so where do you apply it? I would have imagined it would have all just gone onto your roommate, and it would be the next direct human
yes.
body to you.
Oh no, I mean that's partially what I'm talking about. I had a day where I panicked the whole day that my friend Chris, who I live with, who is currently the only other person alive to me. I just had a whole day where I was
the Omega Man, but he has like a Kramer best friend who lives next door. Damn, dude.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so funny if the way that my home life with Chris was exactly like Seinfeld and Kramer. He's always, hey, man. And I'm like, wow.
Hey, I've got crazy way to make money, Dave.
Yeah,
we're
totally.
Gonna make our own money.
Dave, there's a very bright light outside my fucking room every day. I'm going nuts. What was I saying? Oh yeah. He I just spent a day being like, he hates me.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like, and then we ended up talking about it. And it's really funny. We're like two fairly, when it comes down to it, fairly chill, especially him, grown men. And now we're both recording on a Zoom H6 recorder. Up until this moment right now, Hampton's audio was from the in recording in the Zoom app, and that's why it sounded like shit. It's Hampton's fault.
Yeah.
Hampton's the one who messed it up, and not me.
I guess I'm a real goofus.
Oh my.
I guess the goofus turned out to be a Hampton. I guess they should put Hampton in highlights for children to teach children not to be so fucking dumb.
Wow. Jesus.
If I may.
This is where they got the saying, looks like the goofus has become the gallant.
Well,
right?
I just feel, yes.
Thank you, Hampton. Thank you for validating me. Jesus Christ. Did you see, by the way, that I dressed up for you today?
No, it's not really.
Well,
it's not really. Not really coming through there, Dave.
You don't think it's a nice shirt? Man,
it's all
right.
I
hate this fucking show.
I've definitely seen you in better shirts for less nice people than me. You have been more dressed up for less good friends.
Damn, dude. I don't know, man. I like this is the nicest I've dressed in a month. I'm wearing a button-up shirt with flowers on it. Look at this, dude. Come on, man.
That's a good point. I mean, if we are using the last, that looks great. If we're using, though, the last month as the metric, then the fact that I'm not wearing, like, you know, shit-stained
Well, that's my whole point. I like
my shit-stained tuxedo.
I haven't put a button-up shirt on. First of all, this is a great shirt, and fuck you. But secondly, I haven't put a button-up shirt on, I don't think, since this all started. And I was looking in my closet, and I was like, which ratty old sweatshirt with cum stains on it should I put on? And then I was like, well, you know, there's video of this show. I'm going to look nice. I think, you know, it's interesting that you look like that, but, you know, whatever.
I enter my walk-in closet of just cum and shit-stained, you know, pants and sweatpants, just sweatpants. And I go in there. I'm like the girl from Clueless. I'm just going through it, picking out all my options. Here's the thing. I like your floral print shirt. I'm not a big fan of wearing two shirts at the same time.
Oh.
I run very hot, so the idea to me is ludicrous to begin
with. Wait, so if you wear a button-up shirt, you don't wear a shirt under it?
Never. Can't do it.
Damn, dude. That's weird.
Feels
you're
super
weird.
Uncomfortable. Well, Dave, I'm already wearing my bulletproof vest.
Of course.
So that's already like 30 right. pounds. 30
well, and
pounds.
You have those very big pecs. You have very big pecs.
Oh, and my titties. My pecs and titties.
Right. Right. Well, you got titties, then you got the pecs, you know, from all the creatine and also the chips. What they don't tell you is that if you eat a lot of cheese and you lift, then you have titties and fucking, you got a flat ass The Rock chest on top of them titties. Yeah, dude. Your chest looks weird.
I like that blaming me getting sub tits is like, well, those are the tits, and now I just have pecs on top. Clearly, those are the pecs smushing down the tits. Those are the tits.
I like to have fat stomach, hot chest, fat stomach.
I try to look like a baby. I want to be a big baby.
Yeah, man.
I feel like
a strong
the movie,
baby.
The movie WALL-E really called it that in the future we're all just babies in wheelchairs or whatever.
Man, we're getting there already, you know? Except in space.
Both of our chairs literally have wheels on them. I mean, you know?
Exactly,
dude. This is getting crazy.
I haven't walked in years. So we were saying before we had to pause and get the audio changed. I was saying that it's like in 3 years of living with my roommate, we've never like had a talk about being friends. But in this quarantine, it's happened twice, and it was never really that shitty or dramatic or anything. But I just like brought it up to him that I was having that rough time, and I was like, and he was like, "Oh, dude, yeah, no, I never thought anything like," and I was like, "I assumed," and he was like, "Yeah, thanks for telling me. I'll let you know." And I was like, "I'll let you know too." And then we hugged, and then we moved on. And it was honestly really nice. That's and good. So ultimately, me worrying about being accepted by my roommate, the person that I have the most evidence that we are friends, ended up bringing us together. But it's also just so funny that quarantine is doing that. It's like really forced me, and I assume everyone, to check my emotions in like an extreme way.
Yeah. I mean, I've really not been reaching out to people. Like, I've completely, like, I'm already like fairly depressed and fairly into self-isolation anyway. But like, a lot of it right now is like, oh, I don't know if I want to even reach out to that person because, like, you know, I'm not anything really to them, you know, like,
oh, interesting.
I'm a friend, but it's like they've got larger shit going on. And then the conversation is likely going to be like, yeah, I'm really sad. Are you sad? You know, like, I don't want to put my problems on people. That's the way I feel. I know it's a bad decision and I'm pushing people away, but it's like, I can't lie. That's exactly how I've been during this whole like quarantine.
Man, that's interesting to hear. Like, first of all, I don't know. Whether or not it's pushing people away, I think, depends on the person. I know what you mean. Ideally, we would all be the type of person that would be comfortable reaching out to people we love, but it's all, I don't know. I'm bad with that too. I'm bad. Very, very often I'll be like, I want to talk to that person. And then my next thought is like, yeah, but they don't like me, or yeah, they're mad at me about this, or they got bigger fish to fry or whatever. I don't want to bug them, that kind of thing. I'll say this about quarantine though. It's funny. I that's not the case for me. I definitely reacted right away by, I had a pretty long period, a few weeks of really reaching out to people and checking in at least. And then I ended up like FaceTiming with a handful of friends, or like playing Switch games with friends and family online. And then this week, and I think this happened to kind of a lot of people all at once, this is why I freaked out earlier in the week. It kind of all sunk in further this week that it's like real. It's okay. Real. And yeah. then yeah. I like very early in the week, like in the weekend, I FaceTimed with a couple people I'd been like playing phone tag with. And then after doing that, I now am like, man, I can't do that right now. I can't. I haven't been reaching out to people for almost a week. And it's because of a feeling of like kind of what you said at the end there, where like it feels like if I reach out to people right now, it's validating how fucked up this is. Like before, it was a little bit of a sleepover, which I've said a few times on different shows. But it was. And we were reaching out and we were being like, you know, this sucks and it's painful and people are dying, but we're going to get through this together. But now it's been a month. And so it's, my FaceTime with you is our only hangout.
No, I know.
So it's sad.
I think we've talked about this a bit off mic, and it's like, I just know we kind of been processing this whole thing at different know speeds and different times. And like, I mean, when it was like starting the lockdown, I was so suicidal. Like, this is it. We're all dead. Here we go. Because the stakes, like, it was all coming at me. Like, I was like, here's what it's all going to be for like a year or two, you know? And I was just like, you know, it's like getting a prison sentence and you freaking out in court. You're like, no, just kill me now. Just fucking kill me now. And it's like, as time has gone on, I'm like, it's validating and it helps me kind of ease down. And then I think I will have the ability to reach out to people when I feel like things are in a kind of a holding status. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's kind of been my view on it is like, yeah, I've been self-isolating because I didn't want to put it on people.
Right.
Or something like that, you know? And like, I don't know. It's, I also have been kind of inspired by the amount of like, comics and people just I see reaching out and trying their best to like, I don't know, maintain or like create something positive.
Yeah. I mean, it is inspiring. It's interesting. Yeah, I guess if you're, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, man. And if you really thought that you were going to like bring people down or something, I mean, it's nice of you to do that, but also probably hurt you in the process, right? The self-isolating? Or do you think the self-isolation was good?
I don't know. It's almost like I couldn't do anything else. And I think like I was genuinely freaking out so much that I was like, what am I going to text my friend how you're doing? I might kill myself tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's too much baggage to put on someone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in a sincere way. Like, when I tend to get super suicidal, I'm just, I self-isolate. Because I don't want to even, like, be, you know, having just talk to somebody, acting like it was fine, you know, right before it isn't, you know?
I mean, I can tell you as your friend, I feel the opposite way. I wish that you would reach out when you feel suicidal. You know?
Yeah, I kind of was like, this is, especially with this, I mean, it's like, I hear you. And that's super, you know, that's of course the appropriate mental way to take it. But it's, this is so odd. Like, it's like everyone is experiencing this and everyone's experiencing it differently, but literally everyone's going through this. And it's like,
Not me.
like, the guy is like, nah. I go out, I go to clubs, I meet chicks, I fucking bang, I go do spots, I go do my spots, I go do road dates.
I will say this, I ran into my neighbor just going on a walk the other day, and it was my first time seeing someone in person that I knew that wasn't my roommate, and the first thing that happened, by the way, was I kind of like freaked out. I was like, hey... say stuff to me. Talk. I was like, I wouldn't leave him alone. I was like, he was like, yeah, well, good to see you. And I was like, well, what else is up? I just was so desperate to talk to him. But he is a dude that I like and see around. He's a really nice guy. And he's funny. He has this like adorable dog. But his attitude about it was so kind of alarming because I was like, how are you feeling in all this? And he literally goes, oh, yeah. I mean, you know what, man? I just fucking get high all day, every day anyway. And I'm pretty entertained by like audiobooks and stuff. So I'm good. And I was like, what?
Jesus Christ. That's awesome. Honestly, I was thinking about coughing a lot and dying. Like, I thought, like, you know, that's pretty much what I was doing. So this literally doesn't affect me.
Like, I honestly optimist. Don't remember it's happening until every Wednesday, which is the day I read the news.
It's like me being like, honestly, how's it affecting me? Well, normally every day I'm just crying, you know, so at least now there's like a reason. Just, you know, now I can be like, oh, yeah, because of Corona is why I'm crying all the time.
Yeah, dude. My wife doesn't think I'm pathetic. Not right now. Anyway, I interrupted you with that joke. It's affecting everybody, you were saying.
I've literally had the exact opposite recently where I live just, you know, in this neighborhood and we just got a dog. So we have to take it out for walks. And, you know, the general rule is like once around the block, you know?
Yeah.
But so therefore, I'm now suddenly seeing like a couple times a day the same neighbors.
Oh, sure.
So right away, it was like, you know, I had like a long conversation with one of them. But then it's like every time I go outside now, I get roped into like a Larry David Seinfeld, like too right. long conversation.
Right.
And the guy was always weird because it's like he saw the dog once and then the next time and then every other time since then, he's been like, she looks so much better than the first time I saw her. The first time she looked like she was dying and Jesus. Now she looks happy. And I'm like, she wasn't that bad. Like he's just antagonizing. Man. But now I've been doing, like, if I see him up the street, I turn around and I start walking the other way.
Good. Dude.
Like, yeah.
That's a very specific type of social anxiety that I feel. A person, that exact type of person who, like, is nice and kind and a good presence, but, like, your interactions are so banal. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have anything to say to each other, it makes me so uncomfortable. Dude, never forget, one of my last corporate jobs, there was a guy that I would walk by every day, and every day he would tell me the amount of days until Friday. Every day. It was so crazy, dude. It was just
for
like,
who?
Hey, what's up, man? Wednesday, dude. Just two more days. Two more days, dude.
Dude. It's like the little girl from The Ring. You know, like the little girl from The Ring. She's like, dude, it's Tuesday. It's four more days, and then it's fucking weekend, dude. Then I'm killed.
You're
going
to die,
gonna kill
dude.
You. They're going to die.
I'm going to crawl out of a fucking VHS tape or whatever happens
that
in that movie.
That is so fucking funny. Dude. He calls you up on the weekend. Dude, guess what? There's even more days until next weekend.
Two more days until I got to count the days. yeah. What's funny is that it's not like I don't even hate him for it. And I don't because I get it. Like being
I resent him.
It's social awkwardness and we all have it. But it makes me it's so hard for me to process. And I wish I could have gone up to him and been like, buddy, for my benefit, could we say just hi? But you can't because that would be rude. Dude, and then I'm the dick.
I've even had that. Like, I hate, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I hate, like, social awkwardness. That's entirely on my end. The other person is having a great time talking to me.
That's the thing.
I'm a delight.
Wednesday, dude.
It's just so draining to me where they're like, your dog has a red collar. I'll be like, yeah. And they're like, I have a red car. I'm like, all right. Look, man, I got to go blow my brains out. And it's going to make a perfect image of your face on the wall with my fucking brains if you don't shut the fuck up right now. Man, so that's, you know, the thing.
This just made me think, you know, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Did that mean that he's fast?
Yeah, he's of course fast.
But he's red.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dude, are red dogs fast just like red cars are fast? I'm referencing a joke from 3 years ago on this podcast during the time where we had the least amount of listeners. So nobody understood, including you. No one knew what I was talking about.
The podcast was called a different name.
It was called Diarrhea
People.
Fight.
All right. Hear me out. Uh-huh. Clifford the Big Red Dog probably has a big red penis.
Dude, I'll bet he does.
Big red.
You know what else is pretty good? Pizza. Pizza's good. Big dicks are good. I like a dog with a big dick, and I like a pizza with a lot of cheese. You know what I mean?
I'm a simple guy. You know? I'm a simple guy. You know, I like dogs with big dicks, and I like a nice thin crust pizza, New York style.
New York style. Covered in grease. I want my pizza to be covered in grease.
You should always have a dog with just a gigantic dick that would wreck anybody. But then, you know, you want to fold your pizza. You want to be able to fold it.
Fold it over,
it.
You know, like, Chris, you ordered a pizza, but then because of choices you made, it becomes a calzone. That's what you want to be able to do with your pizza.
I wish I had Clifford the Big Red Dog and it would eat my neighbor.
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
No.
Sorry. Okay, no. That's another riff. That's a different riff. Okay.
Hear me out on that. Owning a gigantic dog that eats my neighbors.
Damn, that's funny. Why? Because of the small talk?
Yeah, exactly. That would literally be the funniest fucking thing in the world to me is my neighbor being like, I actually have a son who lives in Sacramento, and then a dog comes out of the sky and removes him from the earth and eats him and then shits out his skeleton in front of his dumb wife.
There is something particularly punishing about really, really boring conversation, and I don't know what it is. Just like...
Well, you know, all right, I'll go a little deep into it, because I've made people feel bad at times. Like, I've literally flipped at people and been like, you have to shut the fuck up, like that sort of thing. Like, but
oh my god, that's so mean.
Well, they're being mean because they're not, they're consciously not seeing the boredom on your face and not giving a shit. And it's like, okay, so no one's told this person. Like, the parents should have stepped in at some point and said, you know, not everything you say is, like, brilliant. Just shut up. You know, like not abuse, but, like, just kind of tell your child, hey, you know, you're,
that's
like...
That's so funny.
You're special, but you're not important, you know? Like, shut up.
You know, I switched from table salt to rock salt, actually. So.
All right. Where's that dog?
No, I'm just thinking, like, yeah. No, I get you. Like, my frustration. There's also, because you're not just talking about bad small talk, though. You're talking about a certain personality type of person who can't, who, like, it's a thing that they're not reading your facial cues, combined with, I think, having a lot of free time or something. I have a couple good friends that are like this, and you know them, too, where when I see them, I'm like, all right, lock in, bro. This is going to be 30 minutes. Fucking minimum, dude. Like, how are you? Oh, you're like, how have you been? Oh, you know, well, I just you know, I moved out of that apartment with my girlfriend, and we're still together, but we're gonna be living apart, you know. And I sold my car to CarMax. It's I sold it, but they didn't give me enough money. So I still need more money for the down payment on this car. So I'm, and you're just like, what the fuck, dude.
Yeah, you know how Cliff Notes doesn't just give the play-by-play of the book? Then Hamlet goes in the room and he picks up the cup, but then he drinks a little bit from it, then he puts it down. Anyway, this Cliff Notes is somehow longer than the book. Yeah, no, it's like, you want to just, you know, what's relevant? Just, you know.
Like, you, I don't know,
waste
though.
My time.
I do think that knowing our audience and knowing ourselves and how I would feel listening to this, if I were listening to this, I would be like, are they talking about me? And I just want you to know, if you're listening, we're not talking about you.
Absolutely not. You're cool.
Yeah, no, for real. Don't, there's no need to be self-conscious about this. We're just venting about, well,
I think they
one person
you've
in
gotta
my life.
Feel it.
Yeah.
You, the listener, I guarantee you feel this. This is the thing.
Totally.
It's also a trickle-down phenomenon. Like, oh, literally, yeah. I can't imagine the type of person that my neighbor gets bored at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a trickling slope of dumbness.
Dude, you know what we should do? I think I might do this on Get Stupid, which, by the way, is my new podcast, which you can download on all the platforms. I host it, just me. It's on my website, davetotheross.com. Check it out. Get Stupid. You should listen to it. We should do competitive small talk on Get Stupid. How great would it be? A small talk podcast?
Yeah.
Just have like a famous person on your show and you're like, so what's up with you? Oh, you know, no, I'm good.
Yeah, what's with the weather? It's been like 73 degrees all day.
Yeah, totally. It's totally just really nice. And you know, I used to get my weather from the weather app on my iPhone, but I just decided I'm gonna actually pay for a New York Times subscription because they have a better weather thing on their site. You know.
Oh, how does the subscription numbers break down?
Well, it's. How, I'm how glad you asked.
Is it something I should move on?
Definitely. Yeah. No, I'm really glad. Yeah, I'm glad you asked because this is pretty interesting. So you pay $8 a month if you want the gun in your mouth.
So
and you pay $12 a month if you want the gun up your ass.
Yes, sir. That gun comes directly to your mouth. There's no extra charge on that. We put the gun directly in your mouth.
Here's the gun. You get to hold the gun whether you subscribe to New York Times or not. But subscribers are the ones that get to have it in their mouth.
I'm a happy subscriber.
Yeah, nice.
Well, shit, dude. Maybe we should read some fucking y'all evers from our amazing fan base. What do you think?
I think that'd be super, super cool. You guys also check out Patreon episodes. We put up Patreon episodes every week. There should be one up right now. Do it. Go check it out. Join.
There definitely is one up right now. We put up one bonus episode a week for $5 patrons and up, and then $10 patrons get the video of that episode. Those have been so fucking fun. I check that out. Also, we gave a bunch of, if you're new to the show, the way we do it is we give a prompt to sort of spark your, to inspire some thoughts of stories you might want to share with us. The email is yallevereemail@gmail.com. Email us, honestly, any thoughts you have, any stories you want to share with us. But we say these prompts to get you thinking about what we're talking about. Any prompt you ever hear you have a story for, just message us. We always want to hear. But we gave three on the last episode for some reason.
People felt buried, apparently.
Like, yeah, we got one message from a guy that was like, I don't know what to answer.
It's like, sorry, dude. Okay, look.
I get it, man. I got bad anxiety. I get it.
We'll get to them all in due time. And don't worry, that if you have a bunch, then send us a bunch.
Send us a bunch. Yeah, we're, and then more prompts will come up, and they'll relate to other ones, and they all sort of center around, like, the prompts are basically these: are you bad or are you good? They all boil down to that. Hinton had two last week that I really liked. One was, y'all ever learn something new in quarantine, and y'all ever experience personal growth in quarantine, and those are good.
But By the learn something new, I guess I mean like actually like are you trying to like learn guitar? Like are you trying to learn video editing? Something specific? And how's it going? You know? And then the other one's a more personal journey, I guess. I don't know how we touched on both of those things last episode, but those were my two prompts.
Well, I think what happened was that it came on the tail end of me saying mine, which was, y'all ever do some weird shit because you're super fucking lonely in quarantine? And I think you were like, well, maybe we need to chill out.
Dave's being a real goofus.
You're like goofing this up, dude. I need to be gallant right now. Speaking of doing shit in quarantine, is the garden just done, dude? How's the garden going?
Well, so today me and Georgia got in a very quick argument about the garden because she was pouring coffee like grounds on a and like I just can't have that, you know. I just can't have that kind of insolence in my house.
Where... Oh, you don't want your tomatoes to wake up?
This is the thing. It's like it's really hard if two people are trying to garden stuff and not communicating what both are doing. Like I've already planted all of those plants in coffee grounds, and like I was just looking up today, like how acidic it all could like ruin the plants, and I was like, oh, am I fucking up? And then I saw her doing it, and I was like, oh shit, like. So,
wait, okay, so where we're at with the garden is you you tried, you worked on it, and then they died, and now you're trying again.
Well, some are still alive, and now there's a bit of a mutiny with Georgia, is what I'm saying. There's a bit of a...
Oh, she's encroaching on your land.
She's encroaching on my land.
Wow,
is what I'm saying. So it's not only are the crops dying, but now I have invaders. this is very much a Dust Bowl situation. And I honestly don't know if I'll be able to keep all of my pets.
Okay. Wow, this is way more complex than I thought the answer would be. I kind of just thought you would be like, that's good.
Oh, really, Dave? You thought you could just go up to a farmer and go, oh, how's the farming? And he's going to go, oh, well, it's great. You know, no problems.
Man, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize the 3-square-foot dirt patch behind your Prius was farming. But,
Dave, it's going farm to table.
Okay.
And I'm even thinking about putting my table just out in the farm. Like, save the step of the two, you know?
Just because you put one potted plant on a table doesn't mean that's not what it means.
Yeah, I'm going farm to table, dude. I've been farm to tabling a long time. So I don't know. The garden is in... it's like half dead. I don't know. Like one tomato plant's doing really well. Two lettuce plants still holding on, and cucumber plant.
Okay, and those are all from the original planting.
Yes.
Okay. Did you plant anything new?
No.
Okay.
I have some seeds, which I'm gonna take all the dead stuff and till it all into like a new. I'm just gonna start over a bit, take everything that's working, and plant them a little bit more secluded. I'm going to tear up everything else, and I'm going to start over with seeds.
Okay.
And just see how it goes.
Did you know that eating seeds is a pastime activity?
Shut the fuck up. Literally, I was so bummed out yesterday. I was like trying to find, I was like, System of a Down must have a live album, and they didn't, and I was so mad, and then...
They don't? That's weird.
They don't. I know. Man. It's like, it's crazy. It'd be amazing for that.
Well, they're too busy eating seeds.
Eating seeds, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'll let you know how the garden goes from there. If Georgia opposes me more, there might be some sort of insurrection that I have to quell. but it's all good, dude. Life on the farm.
Dude. Okay, dude. Well, I hope your invading farmer gets taken down.
Oh, by the way, Georgia and I have a podcast called Nice Bum, Where You From? She's my wife. It's all good. Listen to me complain about coffee grounds and stuff on our very fun podcast. Nice Bum, Where You From?
We're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back with your stories of growth and loneliness. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Dave, did you see the update by Eric Garcetti, the mayor of LA?
No.
He said the toxicity of our city.
Wow.
We have too much toxicity because we're all eating seeds.
Neither of us could think of the rest of that lyric, I think, is what happened there.
Toxicity of our city. He just says that.
Yeah, and then he's like, no, what do you own the world? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Garcetti did. He said, no, what do you own the world? How do you own disorder? No, somewhere between the sacred and silence. And it was the best speech he's ever given.
Man, I still, you know, we make fun of that era of music so much, but I fucking love that record, man. The first song on that record is Prison Song. You remember that song?
Yeah.
We're trying to build a prison. We're trying to build a prison for you to be a living. Dude. They went for it on that album.
They were born pissed.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, what, it's a prison? What? Huh?
We're trying to build a prison. Man. Yeah.
They're mad
dude.
About waking up. Waking up and putting on makeup and brushing, all that's fucking pisses them off.
Yeah, they're mad about smoking their cigarro. You know what I mean? Fucking chill.
Fucking chill. Why not just have a cigarro and just fucking relax?
You would think if you kept getting hypnotized and mesmerized, you would fucking sleep.
I cannot believe they don't have a live album. That, I mean, they have some live tracks, but no live album. That's insane.
Smash cut to like 10 different times they recorded an album, and Serge is like, I don't know. It sounds like shit. I don't know why.
Wow. A second Armenian genocide just happened.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
Ooh, boy, guys. System of a Down syndrome. Am I wrong?
What? What are we doing? I don't even know what that riff was.
You, what do you own the world? How do you
No, Hampton.
Let's get in to, I don't want to do my Armenian accent. Let's.
me neither.
Guys, Patreon episodes of this every week. If you want more content that you can't see on regular internet, if you guys want some of the underground comedy of Dave Ross and Hampton Young, go to patreon.com/y'all ever. And for $5 a month, that's less than a sandwich, I think. You can support whatever this is, and Dave and I can eat sandwiches.
Whatever this is, it's amazing.
It's not just a podcast, dude. It's a lifestyle,
dude. Let's read some emails. We got a really good one from one of your prompts from Dean.
I was blown away. The subject line here is "This is learning something in quarantine." He wrote in the subject line, "I'm learning fucking Korean."
such a good subject line. Oh my god!
I can tell it's he's a little pissed that he's. he starts off. You can use my name. I'm Dean. Straight to the point. I love this guy. Yeah, I'm learning fucking Korean. Isolation got me so shook. I'm like, fucking, might as well learn fucking Korean.
That's amazing.
I love it. Been doing it for 2 weeks now. It's going well. I know the basics. I'm sure you do. I'm sure. For the love of God, don't attempt it on any Korean.
Do you
people.
Know how to say quarantine yet? I feel like that's your first word right now.
Yeah, it's same to same. That's their word. Quarantine. They call it quarantine too.
They call it quarantine. That's a Korean quarantine. Word. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
He goes, I know how to say, I'm learning fucking Korean in Korean.
Damn, that's crazy. Is that true? Write us back, Dean. Is that a joke, or do you really know how to say, I'm learning fucking Korean in Korean?
It's a catch-all. He goes, so I can pretty much talk to anyone now. That's true. You can just funny. Go, I'm learning. Like, no one can argue with you that you're technically learning. We're all kind of learning Korean.
Man, that's funny to think that, yeah, what is, like, how far into learning a language do you learn how to say the name of the language? Like, when we were learning English, which number word we learned do you think was English? Probably, like, in the hundreds. I knew how to say, like, boat before I knew how to say English.
Yeah, you were like,
and I love boats.
An English boat.
I love boats, dude.
Before I could really talk about England's Navy, though, I had to be quite an adult. Say, that's an English boat.
Right. That's not a childish American boat like I used to have when I was an idiot.
Please don't call me a toddler. I'm a childish American. I'm not a toddler.
I'm not a toddler. I'm an idiot, okay? Please stop calling me a baby. I'm stupid.
I'm stupid, stupid freaking American.
You're getting it wrong. I'm not young. I'm dumb, you fucking asshole.
And if you would check my cum levels, you'd know I'm full of it. I'm young, dumb, and obviously quite full of cum.
Look, I'm dumb and I am full of cum, but I am not young. And please stop saying that I'm young. I have
I
a lot of cum
young,
inside me.
And I may be full of cum, but I am not dumb.
I realize that the commonly known phrase and the way to characterize people is young, dumb, and full of cum, but just because one is young and full of cum does not mean they are dumb, okay? You're dumb, and I'm a baby.
The judge banging on the gallery. He's right. Dear Lord, he's right. Give the boy back his rights. He's right. He's right.
Dude, it's so funny to think, too, that the phrase young, dumb, and full of cum is about a baby. Look at this thing. It's just young, dumb, and full of cum. Can't even feed itself.
Can't even feed itself. I think that's it's like a founding father quote. Young, dumb, full of cum shall pursue happiness. But everyone else, stock up on cum.
All men are full of cum.
He ends it with, big fan of the show. Hope you're all well. Stay safe, my dudes. Godspeed and rock on. Dean, P.S. Harvey Kellogg was a cuck.
Damn, dude. is Harvey Kellogg the cereal guy?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's the guy that was raising Tony the Tiger with Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic was beating Tony the Tiger every day and pistol whipping him. Have you seen Tiger King yet? Have you seen Tiger King?
I have seen Tiger King. So I know who that is. I also
it's
don't.
All right.
Truly, though, who is Harvey Kellogg?
Harvey Kellogg, we might have mentioned him on the show or done even an episode. This is going back. I think it was related to Suicide Buddies.
I think that we did, someone in his family. Damn, we did a lot of people.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think we did everyone who's ever killed themselves.
Oh, wow, that's true. Well, that's why we had to end the podcast, because
I was like, God damn, that's it. Well, that's it.
Oh,
all
by
done.
The way, here's something I've been meaning to say. I'm going to say it real quick because it's no fun and I want to move on. But we didn't have too many people getting mad at us for ending the show. We did have a person or two, and that's fine. You're allowed to feel however you want to feel. Please, don't be rude to us, but feel however you feel about whatever you want. I have been meaning to say this, though. If you like Suicide Buddies and you like that premise for the show and you're bummed that that premise is gone from the world, I'm not even saying this in a shitty way. You do it. You have our blessing. You have our blessing. Yeah. We hope someone else picks up the mantle and moves on. We did it for as long as we can do it. That's how it is. It was fucking with us. We had to move on. But that premise, we don't own it. We want people to do it. We're excited at the idea of someone else doing a suicide podcast. And if you do, we'll promote it. I mean, as long as you're not, bad people.
Yeah, you've got to be funny. I mean, I'll be honest with you. But yeah, it's like it'd be funny if we left that premise and we're like, because we want to start a murder podcast, and we're the only ones who can now do it.
Yeah, we did that.
Everyone
it's
else
done.
Stop.
We changed this to a bullying podcast where we bully all the people.
It's been one for a long time, Dave.
I guess that's true.
I think it's been one for, I don't know, a while.
Man, Hampton, I'm sorry that I said
I wish I could touch you. I miss Dave. Dave, touch the screen, please.
Somewhere
I need something.
Out there. The moon or whatever.
Moon. There's the sun.
I'm a mouse and I'm in love.
Was he in love?
In Somewhere Out There, they were definitely in love, weren't they?
He was in, I think that was his sister.
Yeah,
he was missing his I mean, he's a mouse, so he's probably...
Fucking his sister. They're all related.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Pornhub is based off of mice, you know.
Fucking like mice, you know the phrase.
Dad fucks his litter of children. But I don't know.
His step litter.
I thought that was about his sister.
Damn, I don't know, man. Okay. I haven't jerked off to that movie in a long time.
I used to love it. I haven't seen it in fucking forever. But
I do love that movie.
I do remember it being really well animated. Like, even as a kid, being like, whoa. Like,
totally.
Who made this? Because I knew it wasn't Disney. I was like, whoa, this looks great.
Go watch An American Tale if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Also, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't his girlfriend or his, like, sweetheart. I believe you. I don't.
Sweetheart.
His sweetheart. It wasn't his sweetheart.
No, you're totally right. Maybe I'm wrong. Let us know, guys. How I know he goes to the West and then he creates Deadwood. Fievel creates Deadwood and he just murders everybody in town.
Yeah, yeah. Fievel was actually the one who killed Wild Bill Hickok. Not a lot of people know that. That's the beginning of Deadwood. Yeah, man. Y'all ever feel feelings about the movie American Tale? That's a good prompt.
To love it. Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love it. I want to read one more email this week, and then we're also going to read more growth in quarantine emails and more weird shit because you're lonely in quarantine emails on our Patreon this week, patreon.com/y'allever. This one is from Andrew, and the subject line is, y'all ever want to bone a pillow in quarantine? And I feel like the answer for literally everyone is yes.
Even the pillow.
Yeah. A pillow sends an email to its favorite podcast, and it's like, y'all ever want to fuck a person in quarantine?
It's the me pillow guy, the guy who made me pillow.
My pillow.
He's like, yeah, my pillow. He's like, I'm alone with these pillows, and I swear to God, I'm hearing like voices, like come
they want
fuck me.
They want me. So this guy says, there's this thing called a buttress pillow or buttress pillow that's like ergonomically designed to be the best pillow, and it's shaped like the upper half of a small woman's thighs and ass. My quarantine ass's first thought was, I want to fuck that pillow. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my shit.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Do it. Come on, Pledge. Do it, dude. You're not in y'all ever if you don't do it.
So I went on Pornhub to see if anyone else has thought of this and done it. I don't know if I was expecting a review of it or what, but there were no results. So I went on their site, signed up with my email to get 15% off, put it in my cart along with a keychain. Oh, you didn't own it already?
Whoa. That's awesome.
Put it in my cart along with a keychain and a washable cover with a fun design on it. Then at the payment information, I was like, am I being dumb? So I jacked off. And then in the clarity moment that shows up post-masturbation, I decided not to buy this pillow. Wow. I feel like you're going to come across this impasse numerous times, man. I feel like you're going to have a moment of deciding whether or not to buy it. It's going to be in your cart more than once.
If you haven't already like looked at like fleshlights or something, you know what I mean? That is built to be fucked.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't already fucked the things around your house, I got to say, it seems like you're going out of your way to fuck this pillow. And maybe there's something deeper there. Maybe you and maybe there's a connection. Maybe you and the pillow will hit it off. I don't know. I mean, online romances don't work usually, but, you know, we'll see.
I'm also going to look up this pillow because, look, man, look, dude, I can't even tell you how little. I hope you can hear my voice. I got no judgment of whatever fucking people are into sexually, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. But I do wonder, like, truly, but I do wonder what this pillow looks like because, you know, we were talking about Seinfeld earlier. You know the episode, the fried chicken episode where Jerry is talking, or no, where Kramer's talking and Newman looks at him and he turns into a chicken? I wonder if that's what's happening to you. I wonder if you're just so starved for human contact, you just look at a pillow and you're like, it's shaped like a woman's thighs and ass. And like,
it's even weirder when it's even weirder when you're like looking at a turkey leg and you think it's a pillow. You're like, ooh, if only. You look that's at funny. Your wife. You look at your wife, and you're like, "Oh, if only she were a bunch of pillows."
Oh, I just looked this up, and this looks exactly like a butt. This looks exactly like a butt and legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called
it's like one of those.
It's
butt,
in the like, literally in the shape of a butt. Look it up. The buttress the pillow. B U T T R E S S. It's made and advertised to look like a butt. And I took it as meaning a small woman's butt in the sense that it was a small woman, and I didn't know why that delineation was made. But it does look like a smaller version of a woman's butt. That's what it looks like. No, I am so sorry that I doubted you, sir. You didn't look at a person and think they were a chicken. You looked at a chicken, and it was a chicken.
Yeah, yeah. It was a slightly different chicken. You're like, wait, it's not that chicken. It's that chicken. I support it. Go for it. I mean, what else are you going to do with your time?
Yeah, I guess. Are these made to fuck? Man.
Surely. For sure. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, what else is it for?
Yeah, like... I mean, can you imagine, like, you buy that for your son to, like, play video games on? Like, just sit on the pillow. It's a cool gaming pillow.
Yeah, pull your dick out and play Mario Kart.
pull your dick out and play Mario
Son, Jesus get in here. Christ. Take your clothes off and play oh Smash Brothers.
God.
What? What?
Well, I don't know. I've fucked a pillow. Now that I think about it, I think I've definitely used a pillow to jack off in my time on this earth. It's happened.
I know. I never have, but I know a ton of people who have. Like a lot of comics have told me. I mean, I know a bunch of comics that have fucked fruit, like cut a hole in a fruit and fucked it.
I was like, have I done that? I don't think so. Like,
I've never
really
done
don't.
That. Yeah,
I think I've put one in some top ramen. I've put it in some boiling top ramen. Stir
put
it up.
What in a boiling
top
ramen?
You know your dick. You put your dick in the top ramen.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah,
like, like
right.
Oh,
right, right,
you're like,
right,
I'm
right,
so
right.
Horny. I'm going to put the kettle on. Like, this is going to be fucking great.
Damn. Well, I am actually very, it's funny, like, I'm, look, we all are. I'm fucking horny in this quarantine, you know? I'm quarantined, man. I'm a grown-up. I like sex. I can't believe you got all the way to this butt pillow being in the cart and you didn't do it. I think that's incredible. And I totally understand you, sir.
You should start a suicide podcast, get a Patreon going, raise the money for the butt pillow to have sex with, and then that will be how you met. That would be your relationship
yeah,
story.
Totally.
I kind of wish I could just say something like that. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, no, nothing. I'm just going to read the last paragraph of his email. He wrapped up by saying, also, I haven't been doing anything this quarantine besides working, playing Fallout 4, eating candy, and jacking off. One more note before I say goodbye. A few weeks ago, Dave asked if my email story was real. And yes, 100%, the only joke in my emails is the way I write them every story. Thought and action is real. Sincerely, Andrew. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. This is the guy who sent us the email about stopping wiping before you're done because it's just taking too long.
You called him out on that?
I mean, no. We read it on the podcast. And so that we have our I didn't even notice that. We have our first case of someone getting two stories through. I guess we are particularly interested in this man's life.
Please give us updates on the wiping. But just make this a personal DM to me, Hampton Yunt, at Hampton Yunt.
Oh, man.
I would love that.
It turns out we are interested in butt-related things. Pillows and whatever.
Somebody bought my album from my website. It comes in a cassette with like a digital download code. But like I haven't been really getting many orders, but especially like during the quarantine, like not moving a lot of units. So
right,
like,
of course.
Someone bought one, and in the package I just put in like a couple like tissues of toilet paper. I put it in like a little Ziploc, and I was like, in case you shit yourself laughing. And I was like, I'm gonna do that for everyone who buys a cassette. This is my promise to you. You're gonna get a little bit of toilet paper from the
where do
old
they get
handbag.
That? Is it HamptonYunt.com where you sell those?
Yeah, HamptonYunt.com. Let's unload some of these guys and
hell
the toilet
yeah,
paper.
Also, I sell shit on my website, DaveToTheRoss.com. What, dude? Buy our tapes. We should like group our tapes into a thing that people can buy together.
Yeah, and it's heavier to throw in the river and it'll sink faster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we should tie our tapes to a brick and people can buy that for free.
You get a free brick to smash in someone's face if they don't like the comedy. It's good. It's a good service.
Well, Andrew and Dean, thank you so much for writing us. If you're listening and you're like, oh, someone got two in and I sent one in and you didn't even read mine yet, we don't worry. We are getting your emails and reading them, and we're moving through them, and we just appreciate you. And we probably won't be repeating people too much.
Yeah. This was, of course, because we fucked up. But that's cool because we're going to allow us the fuck up. Do you understand why it's okay when I do things wrong? Look, we're two goofuses. Do you understand two goofuses?
It's so funny. I was like stopping myself from saying that, and I don't know why. It's true. We just fucked up. We did not mean to, though we do appreciate the butt pillow email.
Yeah.
The emails, y'all
and
every
buy
email.
It, please.
At gmail.com. Y'all every email at gmail.com. I don't know if that got through. I don't know if I cut out. And then phone number. We haven't played a voicemail yet, but the phone number is 802-43-BUTTS. So if you want an audio version of your story, leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just haven't gotten many.
The prompts are still the same as we've said in previous episodes, so we're also waiting to get to a couple emails, so if you want to write us, this is all good.
Let us know your stories. Y'all ever learned something new in quarantine? Y'all ever experienced personal growth in quarantine? Y'all ever do some weird shit because you're lonely, for example, fuck a pillow in quarantine? And then just the general, like, y'all ever have a hard time in quarantine? We're always interested in those stories because this shit is hard for everyone, and please share. It'll help you get through it. Hearing your stories will help us and other people get through it. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Check out some Patreon episodes if you want at patreon.com/y'allever. And we'll be back next week. You guys.
Yeah.
Take care.
We love you so much.
Your life.
Glad you're alive. Bye. Star Bands Avenue,
a podcast network.